Well, Danny, but first of all, before we talk about the football and the game this evening, what's it like in Oros this week? I'm sure there's a great atmosphere, even you've been acclaimed in song. We had Jimmy's winning matches. I see now we have Danny's winning matches and YouTube videos and all.
Don't be talking, Tom. Things are going to a different pitch here now at this stage. No, there's a great atmosphere about Kilmaine. Here's the man, believe me. Everywhere you go, everybody's talking about it. You know, and wishing as well. You know, it's bringing that together.
Yeah. And really, it is. You know, we're speaking to the Terman girls as well. They're in an All-Ireland final. Like, it's hard to believe it, really, you know, given where you've come from and given all the players you've lost over the last couple of years.
That's true, Tom. But, you know, we had a great underage structure for this last number of years, and the young boys have stepped up to the mark, you know. They replaced the boys that have gone, but it took a wee while for them to mature that much, you know.
Yeah.
Last year we were in the county final, and this year we won it. That's just them boys a year older, you know.
You
look at it on Sunday now, more like they could be 7 or 8 under 21 starting that team.
Yeah, so it is a very young team, but you've got to go, as like all club teams, I suppose, and all successful teams, you got the good mix, you got the experience as well.
We have, surely, Tom, when you look at Eddie Kelly, Donald Kelly, Michael Grant, and Peter Devlin, Sean McDade. Them boys, they've been around for a while, all right, but like they're playing football like as good as ever playing, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know, obviously, Donegal Championship and doing well in the league would be the priority at the start of the year, but it was beyond your wildest dreams, was it, an Ulster final? Or, you know, was Ulster even on the horizon?
On the horizon until we, I'm sitting in the dressing before the junior final, and Sean McDade announced, boys, I said, I want an Ulster final. And one of the young boys shouted back, Sean, we have to win this one first before we go out in the field. And that was forgotten about until we won the junior. Then after the junior, we sat down and we said, right, we're going for Ulster. We're not just turning up, we're going to fight for it.
That kind of has been the way with, I'm not saying not just turning up, but, you know, Donegal clubs haven't fared all that well in junior over the last few years.
I don't think it was taken seriously enough, Tom. That's what was wrong, you know. It seemed to be when you won the junior championship or a championship like that in Donegal, that was good enough, and anything else after that, just we'll turn up for it, you know. But, you know, our boys knuckled down and said we're going for it, and that was it, you know.
Yeah. And talk to me about the campaign. A tough enough draw away to Cavan champions in the first round, Long Trek to Cavan,
and up against Arva, highly favoured, and they thought themselves for like feedback that they were aiming for Ulster themselves, to win Ulster. But we went down there, like, we had nothing to lose. The boys were up for it. It's a rough day, so we won in rain. We were down 6 points in one stage, but fought back. Peter Devlin's got a goal at the right time for us, another goal in the second half, and we could have bet them by a lot more, you know.
Yeah.
And then we headed for Clonus against Katie. Like, we weren't fancied there neither, and nobody fancied us, even, as I said before, on the programme before the match, other than a KD Rock final would be a major surprise. So that suited us.
Yeah.
I'm sure we won that by 3 points as well.
Yeah, and again came back when it wasn't looking great.
Came back in the second half when it wasn't looking great. Jason Tum fired, or Donald Kelly scored the first point, then Jason scored two, and then Kevin McLaughlin stepped up and put a free with the bar. And that's what it's through, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big result because you lost Sean McDade, was it, first to injury, and then Alan Friel to what I thought was a harsh enough black card.
Yeah, we lost Sean after 8 minutes, and Sean has a great influence on the backs, you know, and Alan was playing out of his skin that day, you know, and a harsh black card, we thought, but sure, that's the rules of the game, so we have to abide by them, and thanks to God, we have good subs, strong bench. Boys and done, and sure done their bit.
They rock your opponents this evening, and by all accounts, they have been pretty impressive. Do you know much of them?
We know a bit about them, Tom. I think they're strong up the middle, very strong up the middle. Like, if Kieran Gourley, centre half back, a man that has seen it all with Tyrone, you know. But that's maybe age, maybe catch up slightly on him, but still he's ahead, you know. They've a strong midfield, McCreesh fell a fall forward. Fairly active, he's scoring 8, 9, 10 points every game, you know. So they're the men to watch at the minute, and I think the right half back is fairly active as well.
Yeah.
But sure, we've men that everybody's good, you know, at the same time. They'd be not big names,
yeah.
they're everybody's good.
Yeah, and in terms of preparation over the last couple of weeks, how has it gone?
That's gone very good, Tom. Like, with numbers out training every night has been exceptional altogether, so it has, you know. Every man showing up. It used to be a case one time you'd be texting the man that training's on, now every man's texting you, see, is everything going all right, or I can't make it, or I'll be late. You know, every man is just knuckled down, and that's it. And thanks to Karen Donnan, they have given us the pitch the last any time we wanted for the lights and all, you know.
Yeah.
It has been very good.
Yeah. And you know, I know, like a lot of clubs at this time of year, you would have quite a lot of players away. And I know the Eddie Kelly coming back from London is quite documented, but he's not the only one, I'm sure, that's away from home.
Not at all. Eddie's in London, Dean Kelly's in Dublin, Damien Harkins in Belfast, James Cook's in Galway, and maybe somebody else. But they're training away on their own, and they're coming back even for training sessions, believe it or not. James Cook came up on Wednesday evening for training on last night. Dean Kelly was up as well. Eddie's home from England. Like, everybody's here,
mm-hmm.
ready to go.
Yeah, and it'll be lights out in Clonmany this evening.
Lights, it'll be out in Clonmany this evening. The big crowd going all right.
Yeah.
With the support's well known down there in Clonus and Arva now. Arva.
And again, you'll probably be a slight underdogs, but that doesn't daunt you.
Not one, but Tom, no. We've been underdogs the whole time, the whole way through, sure. But sure, that suits us, Grant.
Yeah.
We'll go up. It's another game to us, just.
Yeah. And you feel you're good enough to win it?
We are good enough to win it, and the boys themselves know they're good enough to win it, you know. Like, they're a fine young team. As I say, they've never met a better bunch of young players in all my life, you know. It's tough, but we can win.